It's KRCB-FM Radio 91, a service of Northern California Public Media. Time for the North Bay Report. I'm Mark Prell. Thanks for joining us. Students are settling into the school year in Sonoma County, but for many, the fear of failure can hinder their ability to learn. Mary Murphy is a professor of psychology at Indiana University. She's researching how teachers with a growth mindset can help improve a student's academic performance. KRCB's Steve Mencher spoke with Murphy during her visit to Sonoma County.
One of the things I focus on is how do we actually get students and adults interested and persisting in the things that they love to do most? In particular, I'm interested in some of the barriers that hold, for example, women back in STEM careers or underrepresented or disadvantaged students of color in academic settings. I look at how the structure and culture of these environments are actually communicating subtly to people, whether they belong, whether they're valued, whether they're respected in these different environments, and what we can do to change these environments to actually make them more equitable and also welcoming to many groups, because we know diversity oftentimes increases positive outcomes for both majority and minority individuals.
If we found out in our school system, for example, that Latino students were having worse outcomes than non-Latino students, where would be some of the first places you would look to try to solve that problem in our, say, Sonoma County?
I think that, you know, some of the typical answers that you hear to these kinds of challenges are things like, well, what's going on at home? Or, you know, maybe it's preparation. Maybe it's disengagement on the part of families. I actually don't think any of those answers are sufficient to explain some of the disparities that we see. Instead, I tend to look at the culture of the local environment in the classroom. I want to know how the teachers and students are relating to each other. I want to know how the teacher, who's ultimately the culture creator in their classroom, is incorporating aspects of Latino culture, making students feel at home and welcomed, like they and their background is valued and respected in that context. I want to see how the engagement between who gets called on in class, whose answers get sort of, you know, set up as the model answer for the classroom. How are students actually being engaged in the class? One of the things we've been looking at is how to create these culturally inclusive growth mindset classrooms. And the growth mindset is really this idea that all students can learn and develop by applying particular strategies and seeking out help when they struggle. But the whole point of that is that the teachers have to be responsive to the students in those classrooms, right? If students are looking to teachers, the teachers themselves have to be ready with different strategies that are going to be culturally inclusive and culturally relevant to students so that they can see how those strategies help students learn over time.
Okay, and you visited our area here because you're on a sabbatical, you're writing right now. Back home, do you also get into the classrooms themselves, talk with teachers, and try to make these changes in the classrooms?
Yes, absolutely. We have projects going on in Indianapolis and also in Chicago and actually out here in California as well, where we are working with teachers to create this growth mindset curriculum and to see how teachers respond to this, how teachers themselves make the curriculum even better. We're learning along with teachers about what are the particular strategies and practices, everything from classroom agreements at the very beginning of the school year to how we give formal and informal feedback. How do we actually do that with growth mindset at every one of those practices?
That was Mary Murphy, professor of psychology at Indiana University, talking with news director Steve Mencher. Find more education reporting at norcalpublicmedia.org.